AM 1290 and 95.7 FM. News Talk Radio WHIO presents the newest Ask the Expert show, Shooting from the Hip. It's an hour of straight talk about firearms. When can you carry? How long do you have to wait to purchase a firearm? What about safety, training, and so much more? Your host for Shooting from the Hip is Jeff Pedro. Jeff is a 24-year veteran police officer and currently assigned City of Kettering Detective. As owner and lead firearms instructor for SIM training, Jeff is here to bring to the microphone the truth about guns. Here's Jeff on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM. News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hey, and welcome to Shooting from the Hip. I'm Mark Avery. Jeff is out this week. I'm a staff member and NRA certified firearms instructor at Sim Trainer, and that's Dayton's first indoor range and firearms training facility, specializing in firearms training, firearms related issues, including recreational shooting, concealed carry, competition, and we have a good time down there. The purpose of our show is to talk about firearms related topics and issues. So, and there are open lines, so if you'd like to call in at 457-1290, we'll get you checked in, and we'll be able to get you up on the air a little bit later. Before we get tied up into the news and views of the week, I'd like to take just a few moments to reflect. Today is the 65th anniversary of the Allied invasion of Normandy, and in great measure we owe the freedom that we have to get on the radio and have a show called Shooting from the Hip to the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, many of whom gave their lives, who went into a foreign land not to conquer and to seize, but to liberate and restore self-governance. If you know any World War II veterans, take the time to thank them for defending this country overseas so we would not need to fight that war here. Or maybe you know someone who lost a spouse or a parent in that war, or perhaps worked in a factory or grew a victory garden or donated their ration stamps. There's a reason it's been called the Greatest Generation. They simply did what was necessary and sacrificed whatever it took to succeed. If people around you have forgotten what that was like, make this day an opportunity to remind them. We owe them more than we can ever repay, but we can honor their sacrifice by making certain the liberty they protected remains safe for generations to come. So take a moment today to contact somebody that you know that has lived through World War II and thank them for the freedom that we have. You know, it's been a busy week in the world of firearms. There's been a lot going on around the country. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals decided to punt on whether the Second Amendment constrains the power of the states from stripping their citizens of their rights. This case now sets up a split between the Second, Seventh, and Ninth Circuits, setting the right of the people against the power of the states. Those areas of the country have often had states that have restricted the citizens' right to keep and bear arms, and that's a problem. For those of us who understand what the Second Amendment means, the Second Amendment. Does everybody know what those words are in the Second Amendment? They're pretty important, and I think they're very clear. It says, what does it say? It says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That means I've got it. Mr. Government, you can't take it away from me. And oh, by the way, I've got it right here. So that's the right that we have as citizens that was protected for us by our forefathers, the founders of this country. They were very concerned about the rights of the people. They were very concerned about a government that gets out of control and takes away from the people the rights that they have as citizens, as human beings, the right to defend themselves against whoever would take away from them their rights. So it'll be interesting to follow that track as it goes to the Supreme Court. It will be appealed to the Supreme Court because now we have the Ninth Circuit in California, of all places, that affirmed that the Second Amendment is, in fact, incorporated to the states in the 14th Amendment. I think a lot of people were surprised that they actually came up with that conclusion, since the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals tends to be a fairly liberal court. But they did, in fact, say that the Second Amendment was incorporated in the 14th and applies to the states. I think they got that one right. Unfortunately, the Seventh Court and the Second Circuit and the Seventh Circuit have both said, no, we don't think that the states are constrained by that, that the Second Amendment only applies to the federal government. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. Now, this last week, there was a bill that passed in Tennessee. And that bill was passed over the governor's veto. That doesn't happen very often. That bill allows people who have a concealed carry permit in Tennessee to carry into restaurants that serve alcohol. Now, they can't consume alcohol, but they will not have to be disarmed during the time that they go into the restaurant. In Ohio, our current concealed carry law is like the old Tennessee law, which says if you go into a place that serves alcohol, you have to leave your gun somewhere else. In Ohio also this week, Representatives Danny Bupp of West Union and Jared Martin of Beaver Creek have introduced House Bill 203. That bill would eliminate the blanket prohibition on by law of law-abiding citizens from carrying a handgun for personal protection when going into a restaurant that serves alcohol. So this afternoon, at the bottom of the hour, we will be talking with Representative Jared Martin of Beaver Creek, and he's going to join us on the show and talk to us a little bit about that bill that was passed or that was introduced this week in the Ohio legislature. So if you want to look up some more information about that, you can find information about HB 203 on our website at sim-trainer.com/radio, and there's a link on that page. There's a few other things I want to talk about on that page as well. We have just started this week. We put together a group on Facebook. So if you want to follow Shooting from the Hip on Facebook, you can join that group. It's called, cleverly enough, Shooting from the Hip Listeners Group on Facebook. So there's a link on our page that will take you directly to that group. And if you have a Facebook account, you can join our group. If you don't have a Facebook account, it's very easy to get one. And you can sign up for Facebook and then join our group. You'll get updates from the show. And we'll post notes about the show, things that are coming up, things that have happened, and items that were discussed on the show. If you have a question, you can call us or email us at the Sim Trainer at the range. The phone number is 937-293-3914. Or you can email us at radio@sim-trainer.com. Or you can call now here at the studio what's our phone number? 457-1290 is our phone number here at the studio. I've only known that phone number forever, and I get in front of a mic and the brain goes dead. 457-1290 will get you into the studio, and we'll get you up on the call sheet, and we'll talk to you about whatever it is in firearms and firearms-related issues. The range is located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, and that's across from the DP&L Maintenance Yard. If you're coming from I-75, you can get off either at the Dryden Road exit and go north. We're just about a mile or so north from there, or you can get off at Nicholas and come south. Either way, we're the building on that road that looks kind of like the front of the Alamo. So it's pretty easy to find, and we have a great time down there. We have classes throughout the week, throughout the month. We have advanced shooting handgun classes that we run on a quarterly basis, a series of five classes. We have the First Shots class, which is a great introduction for people who are new to the shooting sports and would like to find out a little bit more about it. Maybe they have never held a firearm before, or they might even be scared of firearms, nervous about having firearms. Maybe they want to find out what it would take to learn how to do it properly and bring a firearm into the home. Maybe you've got kids in the home. All of these issues are things that we're more than willing to talk about here on the show, and things that we cover in the classes as well. And one of the things that we're going to be doing later, starting at the beginning of next month, is that we will host a pre-tea party event at the range on July 3rd. We'll have more information about that coming up in the next weeks. There we'll have special introductory classes, some food on the grill, maybe some fun competition, and all of it will be to support the Dayton, Ohio Tea Party. So those of you who went to the Tea Party event on April 15th realize there were several thousand people there, something like 8,000 people that showed up for that event. And there's going to be another one in Brookville later that day on July 3rd. And we are going to have this event to help support that and to get people ready to celebrate and to join, then go out that evening to Brookville for the Tea Party rally at 7 o'clock. So We also plan to have one of the organizers of the Dayton Tea Party come and join us on the show between now and then and talk a little bit about what the Dayton Tea Party is all about. And that event at the Dayton Tea Party will also be capped off with fireworks. So that'll be a fun day for everybody, a great way to celebrate our freedom and our right to keep and bear arms and the independence that we have. So let's take a break, and we'll be going to call in with questions at 457-1290. This is Mark Avery, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip.
Hi, this is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
This is the Ask the Expert show, Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
And welcome back. This is Mark Avery from Sim Trainer, and we're on Shooting from the Hip. It's almost 22 minutes after the hour. You can call in at 457-1290 with your questions or your comments about firearms and firearms-related issue. Actually, we've got a call right now coming in. Timothy is calling from Middletown. Timothy, what's your question?
Well, good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
I'm the skeet chairman of the Middletown Sportsman's Club, and I wanted a youth shooting program that we're having here at the club starting tomorrow.
Okay, great.
We're going to have a skeet shoot for youth from ages of 18 and under. And this is a Sunday shoot, and it runs starting tomorrow through July the 19th from 2 o'clock until 5 in the afternoon, and it's absolutely free.
Now, Timothy, tell people, tell our listeners what skeet is for those who aren't familiar with it.
Okay, we usually have three venues of shotgun shooting. We have skeet, trap, and sporting clays. And skeet is basically a semicircle consisting of 24 shots, and five of the stations, six of them, we actually shoot doubles from. The rest are singles. And the rest, trap shooting, are basically outgoing shots. And sporting clays is wood course, simulates hunting.
Okay, and this program is the skeet program, then, for the youth?
Yes, it is.
Now, can people come who have no experience whatsoever with shooting a shotgun and get an introduction?
Absolutely. We have two highly qualified instructors who have run this program for years, and each student gets two boxes of shotgun shells, the targets, and the instructions absolutely free.
Hey, that's super. So where can people get more information? Should they call you directly?
Well, I'm here at the club, and I'm running the skeet ranges actually today, so I don't have a direct phone number. But I'll give you the club's number. It's 513 area code 422-5112.
Give us that number again.
Okay, it's 513 area code 422-5112.
Okay, is there a place they can find you on the web?
Yes, there is. It's www.middletownsportsmensclub.com.
Middletownsportsmensclub.com.
Correct.
Okay. And is there a youth shooting sports or a youth skeet club page or information about that on the website?
No. Actually, I don't know if it's posting on there or not. We've had this posted down here at the club on the bulletin boards and everything. And I thought if we could get this out on radio, we might be able to attract some more shooters.
Well, I certainly hope so, because the shotgun sports is a great way for youth shooters to get into the shooting sports. And thanks for calling. Now, I'd ask you to send us some information at the radio show, radio@sim-trainer.com, and we'll put some links up on our show page to give people who've heard the show but maybe were driving in their car and didn't have a chance to write down that information, they'll be able to come back to our website and get more information at sim-trainer.com/radio. So if you send it to radio@sim-trainer.com, we'll get that information up on our website as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mark.
Great, Timothy. Thanks so much for calling. Listen, folks, we're going to be at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking with Representative Jared Martin, who has this last week co-authored a bill that's HB 203, and it was put into the Ohio legislature this week. And what it would do is allow people who have a license to carry a concealed handgun to be able to go into a facility that serves alcohol without having to first disarm. Now, the way the law is written right now, they would have to be a teetotaler while they're in there. They won't be able to consume alcohol, but they would be able to go in, have a meal with their family in a place that serves alcohol, and kind of restore that family and friendly camaraderie that has been sort of on hold for those of us who carry a concealed handgun for the last 5 years or so. So he's going to be joining us on the show after the break at the bottom of the hour. I want to talk about it a little bit just to set this up. What exactly does it mean? Well, right now it means that before I can go into a typical full-service restaurant with family and friends, I have to remove my sidearm and lock it in my vehicle. Then I can go in and have dinner, perhaps even responsibly consume an adult beverage, return to my vehicle, return my sidearm to its normal location, and drive home. All perfectly legal. Now, of course, responsibly consume means ensuring the quantity and duration of such or such that I'm not legally intoxicated, blood alcohol content below the 0.08 parts per million legal limit, and all of that. But instead, suppose I was in the restaurant and someone decided to steal my vehicle. Well, with my sidearm safely locked inside, they get the vehicle, and besides taking my ride home, they've picked up a gun they couldn't buy legally. And yeah, it's locked up, but they'd have plenty of time to work around that whenever they get to the place that they plan to strip it for parts or whatever they're planning on doing with it. Or suppose an armed and crazy lunatic decided to hold everyone in the restaurant prisoner and start executing them one by one. Okay, I can hear it coming back now through the microphone. Mark, you're really stretching it. That's not going to happen. Well, probably true. I've driven my vehicle for several years, and it's never been stolen either, but vehicle theft happens all the time. And people who walked into Luby's Cafeteria in Texas probably thought it would never happen to them either, but it did. And one daughter lost both of her parents that day while she watched and with her handgun safely locked in the glove compartment of her vehicle, sitting out in the parking lot. Now, that was several years ago, but it's happened in many less famous ways and places. On the other hand, if I were to leave my sidearm where it has safely been all day, in fact, where it's been for several years, and enter that same restaurant, consume no alcohol, and return to my vehicle, I've committed a felony. Could be arrested, lose my license, all my firearms, and forfeit my right to keep and bear arms for life. If the worst happens, I'd be prepared and equipped to defend myself and others, but I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. It's kind of a cute way of putting it. Frankly, I'd rather be neither judged by 12 or carried by 6. So one of this bill that we'll be talking about at the top of the hour is going to change that so that we can carry into a restaurant, and we'll be able to do that without having to give up our right to keep and bear arms. We're going to take a break. It's now 29 minutes after the hour. When we come back, we will be talking with Representative Jared Martin about HB 203, the restaurant carry bill.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRANews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO, presents the newest Ask the Expert show, Shooting from the Hip. It's an hour of straight talk about firearms. When can you carry? How long do you have to wait to purchase a firearm? What about safety, training, and so much more? Your host for Shooting from the Hip is Jeff Pedro. Jeff is a 24-year veteran police officer and currently assigned City of Kettering Detective. As owner and lead firearms instructor for SIM Training, Jeff is here to bring to the microphone the truth about guns. Here's Jeff on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
And welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery in for Jeff Pedro this afternoon, and I'm one of the staff members and NRA certified firearms instructor at SIM Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training facility. We specialize in firearms training and firearms related issues, including recreational shooting, competitive shooting, training, having guns in the home, and security and that sort of thing. And we're really glad to be with you this afternoon. If you'd like to call in, you can call us at 457-1290, and we'll get you into the studio, put you up on the board. And we have a special guest this afternoon. Joining us on the show right now is Representative Jared Martin, and he is the representative from the Beaver Creek and Greene County area. Representative Martin, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Mark, thank you very much for having me on the show.
This week, you have introduced a bill into the Ohio legislature called HB 203. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, quite simply, Bill 203, co-sponsored with, actually, I have to give credit to Representative Kenny Bupp. Representative Bupp is a retired from the Marines, and he actually did a lot of work with the bill. He worked quite close with the Buckeye Firearms and the group's draft bill. And what it does is allow field carry permit holders to carry in the restaurants and establish with any class or permit.
A similar bill this week also passed in Tennessee over the governor's veto, and bills have like it have passed in several other states. I guess it was also introduced again this week in Arizona, where it had passed before but was vetoed by then-Governor Janet Napolitano, now President Obama's Director of Homeland Security.
Well, 36 other states allow carry permit holders to carry into restaurants, places with liquor permits, as long as the licensee is not drinking alcohol or under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And it's really quite common sense, if you ask me.
Well, I must say I have to agree that not leaving your firearm locked up in an unattended vehicle while you go into the restaurant really is common sense.
Not only is there the safety aspects, as you were talking about, possibility of having the vehicle stolen, but so the common sense, well, let me put it this way, and actually have to give credit, read this to the Ohio's for concealed carry secretary, Mr. White, Daniel White, said you can walk into a fast place, McDonald's or Arby's or whatever, and order a hamburger, fries, and have no problem carrying your weapon. You go across the street, a place like Applebee's that has a lit on it, and you've just committed a felony. That doesn't make any sense at all.
That you're absolutely correct. That makes no sense whatsoever. Now, the question about guns and alcohol, I noticed that this particular bill does not let you consume any alcohol, even though the law only requires that you not be legally intoxicated. Do you think there's any chance that we could get those three words removed from the current code so that you could legally and responsibly have maybe one drink with dinner? Or do you think that's just simply not possible?
I think it's going to be hard enough when the bill passed in the form that it's in. I really don't know if it would be possible at all, and the responsible citizen, most of us are responsible enough and understand that guns and alcohol don't mix, period. And I would never drink and take go out shooting, even if I was only having one. I don't drink one and go drive. It's just something that I just don't do, and I don't know in today's climate if we could get it in that form.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about what the status of the bill is now, where it's gone, what's happened to it since it was introduced?
It's really early in the stages. It was just introduced back on June 2nd. It has 18 co-sponsors. It's not even been referred to a committee yet.
Okay.
So we're in the very preliminary stages. Once it gets to the committee, we should at least one hearing on it where Representative Bupp and I will be able to give testimony, and hopefully the chairman of the committee and the speaker will allow us to move forward, and we can get proponent testimony and maybe opponent testimony if anybody's against it, and the process will move forward from there.
Okay. Do you have a sense yet as to what committee this will be referred to?
I'm not very sure. I really say with any confidence.
Okay, so obviously that would affect the chances or the likelihood of it coming out of committee based on what committee it goes to. Would that be an accurate assessment?
Oh yeah, any bill has that those chances depending on the committee it's given to. It depends on the stance of the chairman of the committee, and the House Speaker has influence over that as well.
Okay, what would you say would be the sense of the House in terms of this particular bill? Have you had a chance to talk to any other representatives? I mean, obviously, we know that you've got several people who have sponsored it, so we know what they think of it. But in general, the sense of the House, do you have a sense of that?
Well, in general, the matter is that the House is controlled by Democrats, and a lot of Democrats, and I hate to get partisan, but a lot of them have not been very friendly to guns and gun owners.
Well, I think you're right in some ways that, you know, if there's a split between the parties, that it's more likely you'll find those who oppose our right to keep and bear arms on that side of the aisle. But on the other hand, we passed the Senate Bill 184 last year with the Castle Doctrine in Ohio with pretty much unanimous support. I mean, certainly support on both sides of the aisle. Do you think that this bill is likely to get the same kind of support, or do you think that this is a more contentious issue?
I would hope it would get the same kind of support. I do think there's a lot who think it is a contentious issue, but I'll be doing my best up in Columbus to work getting as much support as we can.
Governor Strickland has been a strong supporter of individuals' gun rights. Have you spoken with his office regarding this bill and whether he have an idea as whether he would consider supporting it?
No, I have not had the chance to speak with the governor yet, but I will reach out to him and try to get his opinion and his support.
It does help if the governor is in favor of something and the party, his party is in control of the House. If he's in support, it's obviously much more likely that it's going to make it through.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. If the governor supports it, then a lot of the House Democrats will support it. And I know we have lots of Republican support. Like I said, it's one of those things that, at least the way I look at it, is pretty common sense and not hard to be against. I mean, when you consider 36 other states, including every state borders Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, they all allow their concealed carry permit holders to carry in an establishment that serves alcohol. Ohio, actually, by not allowing their permit holders to do that, kind of puts us out on the fringes.
Yeah, what is it about Ohio people who carry firearms that makes them less trustworthy than all of our neighbors around us? that's a great question. I mean, you know, that's the kind of question that sort of makes anybody that would oppose this have to say,
And that is a great question. And I know that Ohio citizens are responsible and trustworthy, and obviously I think that there's no problem with it, and Representative Buff doesn't find a problem with it, and the 8 other co-sponsors don't find a problem trusting Ohio citizens, and we'll see if the remaining members of the House do.
Do we have any of the co-sponsors that are on the other side of the aisle?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Now, it's all Republican.
Okay. What is the best thing our listeners can do to help get this bill enacted into law?
Oh, contact legislators. Contact the Speaker of the House, Representative Armin Busch. He's out of Cuyahoga County, and wish I had his number, but if you go to the House's website, ohr.state.oh.us, you can find the contact information for all the members of the House, and once we find out what committee it's going to be in, contacting the chairman of that committee and really contacting member of the House and asking them to support it and telling them that you do.
Okay. You are my member of the House, and so I just want you to know we fully support this.
Oh, I sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. And when we come back, we'll wrap this up with a few more things that are going on in the gun show. And this you've been listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio WHIO.
Hi, this is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio WHIO.
And welcome back. You're on Shooting from the Hip. Our phone number is 457-1290, and you can call the show. Maybe you're a gun owner, and you'd like to share some aspect of gun owning, the shooting sports that is your favorite area. Maybe you're not a gun owner and you'd like to be, or you have some questions about what does it mean to be a gun owner, or maybe you think that guns are something that only the police and the military should have. If you think that all of us here that have firearms are a little bit on the nutsy side, give us a call and let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from some folks who don't agree with us, because, you know, if all of us in the room are agreeing, then some of us aren't necessary. So give us a call. If you have any questions after the radio show, you can email us at radio@sim-trainer.com, or you can give us a call at the range during our normal range hours at 937-293-3914, or you can visit us on the show page on the web at sim-trainer.com/radio.
Hey, Mark, I have a question for you.
Yeah,
for somebody like me, I mean, I fired a shotgun a number of times years ago, but let's say I'm interested in a pistol.
Okay.
And I've never done that before. If I was to come to Sim Trainer, how can you give me an experience, an understanding? How can I learn a little bit more about, you know, can I consider having a pistol? Is it going to kick out of my hand and hit me in the back of the head, in the front of the head, when it comes out of my wrist, mm-hmm. or out of my, you know, grab? What about that? I'm just curious.
We have a program that's sponsored by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. It's called First Shots, and it's specifically designed for someone who has never handled a firearm before and wants to find out a little bit more about the shooting sports. Is it for them? Is it something that they can do? Is it something that's fun for them? And most of the people that take that class find out by the time they get done that it absolutely is a blast. It's a lot of fun. It's very safe. The First Shots program is specifically designed to provide a ground level introduction to shooting handguns. And we also have added rifle to that. So we do it all with very low power firearms so that people can get the basics, the fundamentals down well before we move on to something larger like a personal protection arm.
And the reason why is, I'm sorry, I'm a Clint Eastwood fan.
Okay.
And every so often, yeah, I mean, exactly. This is the 457,
44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world.
You know what? And to be honest with you, that scares me a little bit. When I see somebody go, you know, I know it's movies, and this thing's got a recoil or a kick or whatever, I'm thinking, Tommy, you're never going to be able to hold a gun like this. It's going to smack you in the front of the head.
And there's some great videos of people who've done exactly that on the web. So, no, that's not what we start with. We start with a 22.
But see, I want to know that.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of the First Shots program is it's specifically designed for a very introduction to let people get the fundamentals down. Hey, let's take a call. We've got Andy on the line. Andy has a question about concealed carry laws. Andy?
Hello.
Hi. What's your question?
Well, I obtained my concealed carry a few months ago, and my question was, if I'm carrying my pistol with me, do I have to conceal it?
That's a great question. The law specifically related to concealed carry and the license that you got addresses only concealed carry. The Ohio has a right to keep and bear arms. It's codified in Article 20 of the Ohio Constitution, and open carry has been already identified as something that's legal. So no, you don't. Your license doesn't require that you carry concealed. On the other hand, it's a pretty good idea because go ahead.
Well, my other question, so then if you didn't have a concealed carry license and you were, you know, just anybody off any normal individual without that license, you could open carry then.
Assuming that you are legally able to carry to own a firearm, assuming that you're not under some sort of firearms disability, and there are several things that you could have possibly been convicted for that would keep you from being able to own a firearm. But assuming that you're legally able to own a firearm, Ohio law does not prohibit people from carrying openly. And part of the reason for that, and the Supreme Court concurred that was the case, is because we do have a right, and if you restrict concealed carry and you have a right to keep and bear arms, that only leaves open carry. So, yes, you do not have to conceal, but it's really a pretty good idea because it gives you an advantage. It keeps people from getting upset that might not be quite yet on the page of the good guys have guns too. And so, yeah. if you have a license to carry, you want to carry it concealed.
I also wanted to thank you guys for your show. You do a great job of getting information out there, and I think if more people took the time to get their license and be a responsible gun-carrying citizen, there'd be a lot less crime. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for your comments, Andy. We appreciate it. Let's go to Sam in Springfield. Sam, you have a question about off-duty cops?
Right, off-duty cops. Are they allowed to carry concealed off-duty in restaurants that sell alcohol?
That's a great question. Yes, they are, but they are falling under completely different requirements than those of us who have a license to carry a concealed handgun. Let me take that, and Jeff will be back, and when we're right at the end of the hour, so we need to wrap this up. And so I'm not going to be able to give you a complete answer, but we'll get an answer, and we'll put it up on our website and in the show notes after the show. We'll have, or you can call us at the range at 293-3914, and we'll have an answer for you as well. So we're at the end of the show, and we want to thank everybody so much for listening. You're at Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.